The cemetery lights that lined the driveway went out, causing the girls in the crowd to scream, with the boys joining in with mock screams of their own. A spotlight from behind the hill shot out, its green filtered shaft backlighting Shane's grave. Slowly, a hand arose from behind the headstone with its bony fingers spread, breaking up the spotlight into separate green shafts. The hand rose to reveal an arm clothed in thin white material, which went transparent in the backlight. Then the dark outline of a body rose to full height with unearthly pained movements. Now both arms were stretched out as high as was mortally possible, reaching for the moonless sky. The black-green silhouetted figure stood motionless behind the grave, as if posing for an album cover. The crowd began going wild, jumping, cheering, screaming, yelling. Then they started pushing through the ropes, knocking down the security men who felt like surfers wiping out and being covered by a wave. Only this was a human wave, an unearthly wave that flowed uphill with continuous force, demanding a closer look at their long-dead idol. Their idol, who had somehow resurrected himself and pushed through the ground to escape his confinement in hell.